Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Happy to have you along. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. You ready to do it again,
man,
Pastor
Ron? Tell you what, these Friday afternoons roll around quick, don't they, Dwight?
Get here, buddy.
I tell you, I'm so glad to be here. Let me say what a blessing it is for us to get, and thank God for our host, Stonecom. Stonecom. Thank God for our host. We're thankful for them, what they do here to let us come and minister the word.
And they're such a good corporate community citizen involved in everything, but we appreciate the opportunity they provide us every week. And we talked about last week, and we're going to continue that theme, the value of the local church in a culture that where you hear oftentimes, well, I believe you can be a Christian and not go to church, or I got offended at church, got mad at the pastor, got mad at somebody sitting there. You hear all those things, but that really, Pastor Ron, as we tried to point out last week, and we'll continue in that theme this week, that really flies in the face of the instruction of the Word of God.
Yes, it does.
Pick it up on that verse we read last week.
You know, this verse we've been looking at, Dwight, is Hebrews 10:25 that says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but continuing, exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. We talked about this last week, how we hear so many people saying, well, you know, my church is the woods, or my church is going fishing at the lake, and I can have just as much church at the lake or in the woods, or I've got my favorite TV preacher. And I know you were saying something there earlier last week about those TV preachers, and thank God for them. We love Charles Stanley, Joel Osteen, and Joyce Meyer, and all of them. We love them all. But Dwight, you were saying some good, interesting things about them.
And talking about church and just things in general. Well, you know, I don't go to church, but I listen to Charles Stanley. I watch him every Sunday faithfully, or Joel Osteen, or Joyce Meyer, or David Jeremiah, or I could go on and on with wonderful preachers and ministers. But if you listen to any of those that I just named, and most of them I know about, in fact, all of Christian preachers that I know about, they're going to tell you somewhere that you need a church home.
Yep.
You need a pastor.
Yep.
Find a good Bible-believing church and plug into it and get involved. So if you're really listening to them and you really enjoy them, hear it when they say that. And I appreciate television ministries and all like that. But that's a supplement to what we're and I support them. I'm with them. I've given them financially and been to conferences and you have too. The people that we know, but that's a supplement to that church home, the covering of a pastor, the fellowship of a church family. All of them will tell you that you need to do that.
And you know, Dwight, even now we have the internet where it could be any person literally preaching, and someone could say, well, that's my church this week. Well, you know, I can understand there's people that have disabilities and reasons that they can't come to church. We understand that. We're not being legalist here, but there are a lot of people that use that TV preacher or a real popular personality as an excuse not to be connected to a local body. Because one of the things that a local body will do is a local body will challenge you to grow and challenge you to be developed in your thinking. You can't just sit home, shroud yourself with all of your idiosyncrasies and all of the things that are wrong in your life and still be a part of a local body, because a local church body, iron will sharpen iron. When you get involved, you start growing. That's one reason the Lord created the local church. The Lord created the local church not so we could bless him by going, not so that we could say, well, I've got my check off this week, you know, I've gone to church. No. We got to get over this fact of thinking we're doing God a favor if we go to church. I mean, there's a lot of people think they are. They think they've really done their thing that week if they got up and went to church. But let me tell you something. We are not doing God a favor when we go to church. He's doing us a favor by having churches open for us to go to.
Yeah.
He's doing us a favor by raising up leaders and teachers and preachers and singers and all these children's church workers and ushers and all these people that serve and work in those local churches. God is doing us a favor. And, you know, Dwight, a lot of people say, well, you know, Jesus prayed out in the woods. Well, that's true. He did go up into the mountain to pray. But I want to share a scripture here with you. This is where Jesus himself was going to his own home church after he'd been on the mountain of temptation. It says in Luke 4, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. Now, notice it says, and as his custom was, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. and stood up for the reed. So we see that it was Jesus' custom, which means a regular custom, a regular thing that you do. His custom was to go to church. And if, listen, we got to get this through our heads really, really big. If Jesus Christ needed to go to church, so do I.
Ooh, that's not hard to figure out.
That's not hard to figure out. If Jesus went to church and needed that congregation, so do I. And Dwight, we've got to get beyond ourselves and begin to see that Jesus, and Jesus made another statement over in John 10 that I want to share that is so, 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 so good. And he made this statement, and I love this. And it says to him, let me just read. It says, but he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. This is verse 2. Then in verse 3, it says, to him the porter opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
Wow.
And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goeth before them and the sheep follow him. Whew. I got news for everybody. Jesus is going to church every Sunday. Jesus is going to be in church. And if we're going to follow him, his sheep hear his voice. They're going to follow him into church. We're not going to use all these flimsy excuses. Well, you know, I tried going to church and somebody hurt me, so I'm going to be a big baby and suck on my thumb for the rest of my life and never go again.
Yeah.
Man, we've got to grow up. We've got to realize there is, as Joel Osteen's dad, John Osteen, used to always say, there is sighing, crying, dying humanity that's waiting for somebody to grow up, to get in the house of the Lord, to contribute, to be a part of that group that can then go out and as you said last week, slosh out all over everybody. Be the light and the salt that we were created to be. We're going to be the light and the salt that we were created to be, Dwight, when we recognize and go to church and get filled. We get filled in church. We get full of the word.
Yes.
We hear the word. We get full of the spirit. We hear the singing. We partake in the singing. We hear the teachers. And when we do that, Dwight, we get filled up and we go out and we minister and change lives and help people.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. It's Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about the value of the local church. And Pastor Ron, as you were talking there, I was just talking about the practical value in my own personal life. I mean, you and I know each other's history.
Yes.
We were both brought up in public housing, project kids. Both of our dads were disabled.
Yep.
I mean, it's like we were separated at birth or something. I had the same experiences. And of course, my dad was he led the singing in a little country Baptist church. My mom played piano, so we were in church. But, you know, back in those days, daddies went to work, mamas had babies, and that's what we were doing. And my mom was turning out babies as fast as she was and could, and daddy was working as hard as he could. And when he couldn't work anymore, and he had what they called a nervous breakdown, spent the rest of his life in a psychiatric hospital, our world was upside down. I mean, it was like we didn't have a car. Mama didn't know how to drive. We walked. I mean, everybody had some hard difficulties. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is this. You know, when she could have just kind of folded her tent and said, woe is me, whatever, we went to church. She kept us in church.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
We walked to church. I mean, you know, there was a little church, I guess it's because it was the closest one, but up at the top of the street. I mean, and every Sunday night, we're walking up that hill. Wednesday night, we're walking up that hill. Vacation Bible School, we're walking up that hill. Revival services, we're walking up that hill. Yeah, and Christmas plays, we're walking up that hill. She kept us in church. And even as I got up and I went through hard times, some I brought on myself, sometimes that I couldn't control situations where I noticed that some people would go through similar things, they would just kind of fall back on church. Well, because of what my mama and grandmother planted in me, even during those times, even though I really wasn't contributing, I kept showing up. I just kept showing up. I stayed in church.
Yes.
And I don't say that to be braggadocious. It didn't make me better, but it did make me better off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's value in coming together and growing in that church family.
Well, Dwight, you know, I really feel like that is a witness to someone listening today.
Yeah.
That may be a single mother. You're struggling. It may be a single dad. You're struggling. Get those kids in church. Get them in the house of the Lord. And what I'm reminded of something, it almost brings tears to my eyes when I think about it. When we were in the projects, you know, when I was a kid, I think I was in the second grade, there was a Church of God of Prophecy that used to be down at the corner of Willow Avenue and Jackson Street. Those precious people in that church, don't know everybody there, but I just know this, we were not going to have a Christmas. Nothing. No Christmas tree, no gifts. We were that poor. Well, you know, that church got our entire Christmas. Wow. They brought gifts for me and my brother and my sisters, my parents. They brought a Christmas tree. They put it up. That act of kindness influenced a little boy's heart that ultimately moved me into the ministry.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we've got to realize, you know, we've got great ministries today in our community, but at that time there wasn't great ministries. It was just churches doing with your family, things that they did with your family. And you know, you say, well, if I could find a church that would help people like that, well, I'd go to it. Well, I've got one at 1020 East Spring Street. That's Living Hope Church. You can come to that. Our food pantry fed over 4,000 people last year, and you can come to our church. But I'm saying in Jesus' name, Living Hope Church is not the only church. There's churches doing stuff, and you really got to blind yourself. You don't want to go to churches. The truth's known about it. You've got to blind yourself to not see the other churches that are doing things, that are feeding people and helping people. I mean, I went back down by First Methodist Church the other day, and there was a line out the door of them trying to help feed people. And I mean, there's churches all over this community that are doing great and good works. And so there's really no excuse. You know, David the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. He had discovered the life, the freeing life flow, the joy. He had discovered light at the house of the Lord. He had discovered what we're talking about here, how the mercies of God could be exposed and how people's lives were drastically, dramatically changed, and not only changed, what, but upheld at the house of the Lord. And so he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I think people, Dwight, have got to get past themselves. They've got to get beyond the religion. They've got to get beyond the babyhood stage and realize, I may have a problem with someone down there at that local church, but it's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep serving. If I have a big enough problem, I'll find another church, but I'm going to be in church and serving and helping people to discover the light of the gospel.
And because it's just like, and we said, and we'll reiterate, we talked about this last week, but what happened, you know, that act of kindness of that church, I've got a prophecy. You said you were maybe second, 6, 7 years old.
Yes.
I mean, it marked your heart.
It marked
that
my heart.
And really helped to direct you to what you're doing now.
Yep.
So that, and that's called, you come in, you praise the Lord, you feed on the word, you renew your mind, and you go out and slosh.
Yeah.
And they were sloshed out of your family.
Oh, that's what they did.
And that's what happens when you gather together and exhort and edify and encourage each other.
Yes.
Hang on. We'll be back in a minute for Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
We're glad you're with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We are having a good time talking about the value of the local church.
Yes, man.
And encouraging you. You hear that. Well, I'm a Christian. Don't go to church. You got offended. To find a good Bible-believing church, if you don't attend one, get you and your family in there. Just be faithful to it. And if that's a church, if that's where God has you, he has something for you to do.
Yes,
you're not there just to be a blessing or to be blessed. You're there to be a blessing. And I'm just, as I mentioned before the break, Pastor Ron, I'm so glad that my mother, you know, decided that's we might have been in the housing projects. We might have been on welfare for a while. We might have been upside down in her life after my dad became disabled. But the one thing she did is she kept us in church and she taught us to work. And all three of us, you know, have turned out, if I may say so myself, pretty well. You know, and it was because of that kind of influence. And that whole lifestyle, that was, as you heard me say before, you know, that was a safety net. It wasn't a mattress. Mm-hmm. But church and the value of God in our lives and learning about God had a plan for my life and wanted to prosper me, all of that made a difference in the direction our life went.
Well, Dwight, you said something there just a second ago about not only going to be blessed, but to be a blessing. Yeah. One of the great values of the local church is the local church will help identify what your giftings are. You know, there's a lot of great entertainers now that started out in the local church, and they identified that gift of singing and performing. And there's nothing wrong with someone finding a career in singing even if they found it in church. A lot of people say, well, they got too good for gospel or whatever. No. Yeah. You have to realize the local church is a place where people find their giftings, they find their callings, they find what God has created for them to be. And if someone is going to a local church and is real spiritual in that local church, and then all of a sudden they discover they're an engineer, praise God. Thank God that's what the local church is there for. They may discover they need to be a doctor. I mean, we had a young man in our youth group that discovered he needed to be a doctor. So he went to school and graduated as a nurse practitioner and is helping heal people today, Dwight. I mean, and so we've got to realize that the value of the local church is not just to house people. It's to get them to discover their gifts, their callings, their purpose in life, and then go out on Monday and make that happen.
And you know, and really, the whole as you said that, it just went off in me. I recently heard an interview on a talk radio station in of Nashville. He was interviewing Pat Boone.
Wow,
Pat Boone. Mm-hmm. And here's Pat Boone going to a college in Nashville, out of Nashville, really thought he was pointed toward ministry and all that. Well, in the church, he trips onto his gift of singing and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Well, he sold millions of records.
Oh, yeah.
Millions of records, multiplied million, biggest of his time. But he did sing spiritual Christian music, and he sang some other ballads and other other genres and that sort of thing. But he didn't leave Christian. He took it with him.
Yes.
And everywhere he went, I mean, people knew, regardless of he was singing, you know, what he had, the white shoes. Remember Pat Boone and the white shoes and whatever he was
love
singing.
Letters in the Sand. Love Letters,
if he was singing Love Letters in the Sand or Amazing Grace, he took his testimony with him.
Yes.
So you're right. You know, and it kind of points you to purpose. It points you to life direction. It points you to what your gifts and callings
are. Well, see, if we make it either or, and that, I think that's what people have done and missed the value of church. They've missed the value. But like, it's either or. You've either got to be one or the other. It's like they're not seeing that, like Pat Boone, he took his music career, but yet has touched millions of people with his testimony for Jesus Christ. I mean, millions of people. Whereas if he had just stayed in one local church and was a song leader for 30, 40 years, he may have touched people, but nothing like the people that he touched in regard to his life. But Dwight, that's where I really believe a lot of people really miss seeing the value of the local church. The local church will identify those gifts. You may have someone that comes, a child that comes to the local church that realize, as they grow up, I love teaching. I can see it in my granddaughter. I really can see it in my little granddaughter. She's 9 years old. But, I mean, any person around her can see how she is developing. We've even allowed her to teach a Sunday school class because she's a teacher.
And I was in there. I remember.
I wouldn't doubt one bit that she doesn't grow up, go to college, and become a educator. She will become a teacher. We have to see that there are people that are in the education field, in the engineering field, in the music field, that were taught and brought up in the local church and learned those giftings and callings in the local church.
That's so good.
And that's why these parents listen to us. Get these children into the house of God. Get your children into Vacation Bible School. Get your children. Don't just drop them off now.
Yeah.
We got to talk about these parents that drop your children off now. Don't just drop them off. You get in there with them. They need your example. They need your leadership. They need your nurturing. You get in there with them and help develop these gifts and callings that God put on their lives.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about the value of the local church, and you mentioned, and I've got a, it came to my thinking as you were talking there, folks in this area, Putnam County, Upper Cumberland, and really to a great degree now all over the country, mm-hmm. Are familiar with a fellow named Jake Hoot.
Yeah.
Jake Hoot. And we did a couple of interviews with him several weeks ago on this particular show. And what you may not know about him is Jake Hoot grew up as son of a missionary, had I think 7-8 children in their family. They were in the Dominican Republic, church planning churches, spent a lot of time over there. And of course, he kind of had an enjoyment of music anyway, but here comes and they didn't have instruments over there. They couldn't afford any to buy any, so they did everything a cappella. So they had a visiting minister that came to their church and preached and taught, and he played guitar. And when he left, he handed Jake his guitar and said, "This is yours. I'm
praise
giving this to you."
God.
Jake learned how to play, taught himself initially how to play the guitar, uh-huh. and began singing and playing the guitar in church. And, you know, and it's a fine Christian young man, loves the Lord. His family moved to this area because specifically they want to be a part of a church in Carthage. And he took that music talent and lo and behold, won The Voice on NBC. And we'll tell you if he were sitting here today, Pastor Ron, that he believed that all that experience was God unconsciously preparing him for what he's going to take. And did he, because he sings classic country music, did he leave gospel? No. Still the same Christian young man. He took it with him.
Yes.
Everywhere he goes, he's very open and is excited about sharing his love for Jesus.
Amen. And why?
He found that in church.
And thank God for that. You know, you think about these giftings and callings that people have. But see, what would have happened if his parents had forsook the local church?
Yeah.
What if his parents hadn't seen the value of the local church? What if the guy hadn't given him the guitar? We have to think about those things. We don't hear the behind-the-scenes stories a lot of times of how people are developed. Now, think about Jake Hoot taking his singing career worldwide, literally. What an influence he's going to be for good in the world and taking the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with him.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That seed that's within him. Think about the local church and the value that it brought into his life. And you multiply that. I could sit here and tell you story after story of people that I know that discovered their purpose, their destiny, what they were supposed to do in some small local church somewhere, but yet they're using it now to influence the nations. They're using it now to heal the nations. They're using it now to uplift the nations. And think about that, Dwight. We have to recognize these little country or these mega churches, what the value they have in regard to life, and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And he says, Dwight, as the manner of some are. Mm. What was happening here with this book in Hebrews 10, in Hebrews, these Christians were being persecuted for their faith. And what did they do? They started backing away from church. Well, we see that happening a lot in our culture today. And Dwight, we have to be people to say, no, let's hold on to the value of these local churches. Let's hold on to what they give us in life. Let's hold on to the fact that local churches raised up Mustard Seed Ranch and Cookeville Pregnancy Center and food banks, and how these local churches have raised up homeless shelters and helped people and done the things and the works of the kingdom of God.
And you know, all of that, and at the local church, there's where you get the message about eternity. It's about serving here. It's about sloshing
that's
here.
True.
It's about making a difference here. But not too many other places are you going to get, hey, there is an eternity.
Yeah.
There's a forever and ever.
Amen.
We're spirit beings. There's a real heaven. There's a real hell. And God loves us too much not to give us a choice.
Yeah.
And that is where that message is being preached, and that opportunity is being provided to give people a choice to receive the free gift of salvation or not to. We can't talk about the local church and not talk about that message.
And it's amazing to watch what that salvation brings forth.
Yeah.
What it brings forth in a family, what it brings forth in a culture, what it brings forth in regard to the life. And I'm not talking about, Dwight, you see these churches that will picket funerals and things like that. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about hard, angry, judgmental people. We're talking about a church that opens up its arms to receive a community, to bring that salvation, to bring that choice of heaven or hell, but then also developing those people, letting life development happen in that local culture of the local church, development of purposes, development of families, development of literally training people how to live life.
Yeah.
And if we forsake the local church, man, we're forsaking that whole development of life, development for eternity, the purposes of life, the purposes of God. We're forsaking that if we forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen.
Amen, Dwight.
This has been good.
Boy, it has. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we invite you to join us next week, same time, for Local Matters.